The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream from the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vieren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za, and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you so, so much that we get together in the lounge. I call it the lounge,
yes.
The throne room.
I like that.
And we get to hang out with you, Father.
In the family room.
And Dad, I pray none of us. I mean, you know, I spoke to you about tonight's meeting. I spoke to you this afternoon and I just chatted with you about it. And my heart is, Lord, just like the Apostle John, well, actually John the Baptist, he says, none of me. He says, all of you. He says, I must decrease so that you can increase.
Yes.
Father, this is not about us. This is about you, your time with your family. We are in the potter's hands. We are merely vessels. And we want to be vessels of honor tonight as we yield to you and to your precious spirit, as the Spirit of God uses me and uses Megan tonight so that you can speak to your precious children, because you love them so much and there's things that you want them to know. So Father, think through our minds and speak through our vocal cords, and you just have your way as we yield ourselves to you. You're precious and we love you, but you first loved us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we're carrying on with this awesome message, and I actually love it. And I'm actually, to be honest with you, I'm seeing the importance of this message. And I'm just going to give a little briefing again. Late last year, early this year, we prayed and we sought the Lord. Lord, what is the theme? What is the theme for your people this year? And this reoccurring message just kept coming up again and again and again. And he said, intimacy with God. I want them to actually know me. I want them to have a revelation of me. I want a bond formed. You know, that's what it's really about. And, you know, our scripture for this series is John chapter 17 and verse 3. And you might say, why do we keep going over this? Because this is a foundational scripture.
Yeah.
And faith comes by hearing. So every time you hear it, more light comes.
True.
And you start seeing a little bit more into this than what you saw the last time. So we're just going to flip over there to John chapter 17, verse 3. And I just want to say, you know, a lot of people have their own idea of what eternal life is. To them, they think eternal life is salvation. They equate it with salvation. It means if I die on this earth here, I will go on to be with the Lord. Yes, that's partly true, but that's not the whole truth. Okay? Because guess what? If someone, an atheist, a Satanist, or any other religion for that matter, who has rejected the salvation message.
Yeah.
And they've rejected Jesus Christ. When they pass away, guess what? They also die and they also leave their body and they continually live somewhere else. And that place is called hell. So that can't be eternal life.
Mm-mm.
Eternal life cannot be restricted to when I get out of this body, I get to go and be with the Lord forever. It's not restricted to that.
No.
That's part of it, yes, but that is not the whole message. And like I said, stick to the word. And let's see what our King says. In John chapter 17, verse 3, he says, "And this is life eternal." What is that?
Here comes the answer.
That they might know thee. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That's it. That's what eternal life means. And this word over here, where it says know thee, in the Greek, we've mentioned this before, it comes from the Greek word gnosko, okay? And it simply means this: to have knowledge of someone, to have a relationship with someone, to know them, watch this, by experience. Not secondhand information, not third-hand information, but to actually know them by experience. In other words, guess what, guys? Here's the good news. I mean, you can have an experience with the God that created the universe. I mean, take that in. That's huge.
Yes.
And so we've mentioned that, you know, how do you get to actually know God? God wants you to know him. And how do you actually get to know God? You spend time reading his word.
Mm.
And guess what? As you're reading his word, you start picking up on his character.
Like we have with reading the Old Testament again.
You start picking up on his traits.
Yeah.
You start seeing how he deals with people and so forth. Yes, there was a difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. But there's reasons for that. And we'll go on into that as the Lord leads us. But that's the point.
Yeah.
The Bible is your foundation. And that's why we've been encouraging you guys, hey, just read. Just read. And I've been encouraging some people on the side as well. I said, just read, just read. And they've been coming back to me and they're saying, wow, one guy's in Joshua already. He just run right ahead. You know, he's enjoying it so much. And he's so glad that he started his reading. And now he can't stop. And he was just saying to me today, he phoned me and we were just chatting. And he said, I find Joshua's personality so interesting. And I wonder if there is a movie that's been made about him,
yeah.
You know? So we were talking about that. But now, also, it's sort of one-sided because we're talking about you got to get into the Word and I want you to get to know God. And it's a great starting point. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's a great starting point. But now, I had a good message prepared. It was really good. And the Lord actually gave me something else to talk about tonight concerning intimacy. We're talking about intimacy here. We're talking about the benefits of a relationship with the Lord. Okay? And I want you guys to flip over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16. And then we're going to look from verse 13. Verse 13, and then we're going to read through 19. Now, the Lord wanted me to share with you guys the experience, watch this, experience that I have had with him. He wants you to know how involved he is. That's something that I've actually learned about him. He's not a God that is sitting off in the distance somewhere and you got to do all the work and you got to do all the effort and you're doing all the praying and, you know, maybe now and again he feels like answering you. It's not like that. I have actually found out, watch this, by personal experience. Gnosko, I have found out by personal experience how involved he actually is in our lives. And there's moments where he's busy in our lives and we don't even know it.
Oh, that's true. Because we're so busy with our own lives. Yeah. We don't think of other things.
And there's some things that we're not even aware of that we need help in. And he's busy leading us. I want you to hold your place there in Matthew 13. I'm just going to quickly go to the book of Romans because I was reminded of that. Romans. But you can write this down if you're taking down notes. It's always good to take down notes. Romans chapter 8. And it says, Romans chapter 8 verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." A New Testament believer is led by the Spirit of God. And in, watch this. And in more cases than what we realize, the Spirit of God is constantly leading us. And I think people don't even realize that. They're not even aware. God is so eager about us. And we don't even actually realize that. Now I want to read Matthew 16, verse 13, and we're going to go to 19. "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' And they said, 'Some say that you are John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.' And he said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' And Simon Peter answered and said, 'You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.'" Hold up, hold up. Jesus did not go to the cross yet. He didn't die on the cross yet. Peter was not born again yet. How did he know that?
And he's never referred to himself as the Son of God.
No. How did he know that? That's interesting. Let's read further. And he wasn't guessing yet.
Yeah.
He says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah." Watch this. "For flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven." Peter,
the wisdom of God.
Peter didn't even ask for this.
Yeah.
And here's the Spirit of God speaking into him and told him, Jesus is the Messiah. Now, I don't want to go into that too deeply for time's sake, but I think it must have been a very shocking moment.
Imagine how he saw Jesus from that point
forward. Oh, yes. Very good point.
Because he no longer was Jesus, this prophet that they were following.
He couldn't look at him any other way after that.
Because now they're seeing him, or he's at least seeing him, the way Jesus has been teaching them and sort of prophesying to them the whole time. They finally seeing him as he has said he is, basically, in a sense.
Let's read on further, verse 18. "And I say also unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Didn't say the gates of hell might not, depend sometimes. It says the gates of hell, watch this, will not prevail against it. That's a strong statement right there. Now I'm going to go into this a little bit. Let's finish this off. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Watch that. The keys of the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven is a government. "And whatsoever you will bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Keys represent authority.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's just backtrack here to verse 18. He says, "I say unto you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Okay. There are some churches who do not have the Spirit of God, and they actually called Peter the rock. We cannot build the church on Peter.
No.
So right there, that just cancels that out. Okay? That's when you make things up in the flesh because mm-hmm. you didn't spend any time with the Father.
Exactly.
There's no intimacy. So you just say, oh, Peter's a rock. No. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. What just happened to Peter? Peter got a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Peter.
He heard directly from the Lord.
That's it. And once you hear from the Lord, that's like a rock. Okay.
The devil can't come against
the
that.
The devil cannot come up against it.
Because once you've heard
never.
The Lord.
Yeah, it's finished.
You can't unhear it.
Yeah. And so that's what Jesus was saying. Now, he's talking about the next age. He's talking about his church now.
Yeah.
And he says, on this rock I will build my church. Let that be a very important note for you.
Mm.
Yes, Jesus, King Jesus, he is telling us how his church is going to be built. Supernatural church. His church will be built on revelation. Right
and
there.
Isn't that
That's
the,
huge.
And isn't that the one thing that Satan always tries to stop from happening?
Oh, yeah. If you don't have a revelation.
You can be talked out of anything.
Then the gates of hell.
Will prevail against
they
you.
They will prevail against you. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes.
But when you've got a revelation. When yeah. you're standing on the rock. Guess what? The gates of hell will not prevail against you. Mm. You the boss.
Yes.
Whatever you bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven. And you've just set their thermostat. And there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah.
So can you see the value of a revelation? Mm.
It's now, life-changing.
It's life-changing. Now, I just got born again. Now we're talking about, I want you to listen to my testimony very, very carefully because we're talking about intimacy.
Mm.
I have mentioned about our part towards God, our part in reading the Word and getting to know Him and communicate with Him, talk with Him. But now watch this. He wants you to see His part with us. And I want you to see something here where the Spirit of God comes in and how He led me. I'm giving you a testimony. I'm talking about the benefits of having a relationship with Him. What comes out of that? Why is it so important?
Well, first life.
Okay. So, I got born again. I did my part. You know, I'm walking in all the light that I have. I didn't have much light. Okay? Some would say, you were green. You got that right. I was green like a coffee bean. Some might say...
An unroasted coffee bean.
That's right. Some might say... I was wet behind the ears, okay? In other words, I did not have wisdom. I did not have understanding on how this kingdom works effectively. But the Holy Spirit knew that.
Mm.
The Holy Spirit was with me. When I got born again, I got the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Down here on the inside of me. He moved in. I got born again. Every one of you that's tuned in right now, that's listening, you have, whether you can talk in tongues or not, you've got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, and He's far more involved in your life than what you think He is.
Yes.
Because I'm talking from experience. Okay. So, the Holy Spirit could see where I was spiritually. Now, I did not know what a revelation was. I didn't even know how important a revelation was.
Mm.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as a revelation.
Yeah.
I'm just walking down the street with a big smile on my face, you know, and I'm spending time in the Word and I'm talking to God and I'm praying and so forth. I'm doing my own thing. Now, all of a sudden, I had a bee in my bonnet. What am I saying? Where I used to work, I bought myself a portable that had a CD player at the top. And I would take this big tog bag with my teachings in it, and I got packed my Bible in there, and I'd go to work. And when it was quiet, I would take out the series on the wisdom of God. And I was so addicted to it. And I played that series over and over and over again. And I couldn't stop. Now watch this. I did not know I was being led by the Holy Spirit. Mm. The Holy Spirit wants me to have an experience here that I didn't even know existed yet.
Yes.
But it was going to be a lesson for me. See, he's teaching me how to operate in the government.
Well, he is the teacher of the church.
Yeah. If you look at the book of Isaiah, it talks about Jesus and it talks about his government, which shall have no end. There are certain departments of his government which we have access to. We are part of his government. We are government officials. Mm. The scripture calls
immigration.
Us ambassadors of yes. Christ. We particularly are immigration officials for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
So if you're looking to move over, you contact us. And so I just kept playing this series over and over again. Remember, our slogan, faith comes by hearing, so keep on hearing.
Mm.
And remember, I keep telling you, go and play that series again. And go play it again. Go and play it again. I'm not telling you that so that you can get more views. I'm talking from experience. I'm sharing something with you that has become invaluable to me. And I want you to have it.
Mm.
And I'm telling you how to get it. So I just played this wisdom series over and over. Remember now, I'm green like a coffee bean. I'm wet behind the ears. I don't know why I'm doing this. But I also did not know the Holy Spirit was leading me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just carry on playing it. I carried on playing it. And I played it. And I was so focused. And I'd take down notes. And I had my Bible open. And I played it, and I did not understand what the message was about. It was quite a deep message. It's still a deep message. And I played it over and over, and it must have went on for weeks. Now, before I go on and explain that, watch this. When Jesus, I'm going back here to Matthew chapter 16, he said to them, "But who do you say I am?" And Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Let me tell you what happened in that moment.
Mm.
Because Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal that unto you." In other words, you didn't take a wild guess. A knowing came on the inside of Peter, and God illuminated his mind. He saw things supernaturally which he could never see in his own strength.
Yes,
impossible.
True.
And when he looked at Jesus, this was no more the man that, this good man performing miracles. He saw and he said, "Oh my word." This is what my great granddaddy been saying. This is what grandparents,
what
this is
waiting for.
This is the Mashiach. I'm telling you now. He had goosebumps on his goosebumps. He had to have.
Yes.
Someone says, "Why?" This was the promised Messiah. This was prophesied right in the beginning in the book of Bereshit, the book of Genesis.
Yeah.
And it was passed down from generations to generation.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone's talking there were people, you read about it in the Gospels. The woman said, "Well, when the Messiah comes," she was actually talking to the Messiah.
Yes.
See, when the Messiah comes, he'll show us all things.
Mm.
Yes, Peter standing in front of him. I'm telling you, his eyes got wide as saucers. He could never, like you said earlier, and that was a really good point, he could never look at Jesus the same.
Exactly.
Want me to prove it to you? Remember when he denied Jesus?
Yeah.
He got so sick, he almost committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew the one man.
Yeah, the one person you do not want to
betray. The one guy.
Betray.
You're going to betray the Messiah.
Yeah.
And he was the man chosen to see that Jesus was the Messiah. God chose him and let him see it. But it came by revelation. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to describe to you the experience.
Yes.
It comes from intimacy. It comes from intimacy. Now, I carried on playing this cassette. Those days it was cassettes, and I I played it and I played it and I played it and I played it. And about 3 weeks or a few weeks, could have even been 2 months or so, I don't know. And all of a sudden, one evening, the same thing happened to me. My eyes lit up. Listen to my words I'm using. Lit up. Why? The word is a light.
Yes.
It's a light unto us. It's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our pathway. Mm. My eyes lit up. It lit up so bright, I saw it. I said, oh my word. Guys, this was my very first experience. Hallelujah. This was my very first experience of what a revelation is. You know what a revelation is? It's a manifestation of Jesus.
Yes, it is.
And oh, how sweet it is. Mm. It's supernatural knowledge that did not come from your natural mind at all. Yes. It came by the Holy Ghost. Now, here's what the Holy Ghost wanted me to see. If you play these messages long enough, and not play it in the background and you playing games or you're cooking, but you play it enough and you're focusing on it, you're going to get a revelation. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I learned. I learned a key to the kingdom.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. And it came by the Holy Ghost.
That's what makes it more precious.
That's so precious. I'm talking about intimacy with God, the benefits of a revelation.
It's knowledge that God revealed to you personally.
Yeah. And guess what? It's a revelation that comes by the Holy Ghost, and He's blessing you. He's lifting you up. Now, I want you quickly go and to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. I'm going to go there, and then I'm going to read it from the King James, and then obviously I'd like for you to read it from the Amplified Classic. And guys, listen to this. This is a description of a revelation, okay? And this is the Apostle Paul, and he's writing about revelations that come from God, okay? And he says here, and lest, watch this, and lest I should be exalted, watch this, above measure through the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. There he says it again. Now, there's some very, very poor translations about this.
Yeah.
Some actually say God gave the Apostle Paul, this devil, this messenger, to keep him humble. No, that's wrong. The devil does not work for God. He's self-employed.
Yes.
Okay, he writes his own checks.
He steals them.
Now listen to this. This is what a revelation does. Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. See what a revelation does? It exalts you above measure. See how good God is to us? I didn't even know how important and how valuable a revelation is. But guys, you can trust the Holy Ghost. Mm. You can trust in your relationship with God. Yes. There's benefits to hanging out with the Lord every morning. Mm. There's benefits to praying to Him. There's benefits to just chat with Him in the morning. This doesn't happen to everyone, of course, because some don't hang out with Him. Some don't give Him the time of day. And as much as He loves them, it's His kids.
And as much as He craves that time with them,
He can't do anything. His hands are bound. What? Yeah. You're talking about God. God's hands are not bound? Read your Bible. Mm. You wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
You would agree with me.
He is such a gentleman. He will never force Himself on anyone.
100%.
He will never make you spend time with him, because that's not how he is. He would rather you come to him out of your own and initiate the relationship with him.
Sure. Oh, this message is anointed. Sure. Kote machandos ebrokuma shebra ke kingre kinemistos. Thank you, Lord. I receive interpretation of that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for interpretation. Thank you. Wow, I can actually sense the anointing. It's very strong. Watch this. Then he says, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Satan, watch this. Again, Satan was coming for the word.
Yes, that's all he wants.
Satan was coming for the word because God gives you a revelation. Okay? Why does he give you a revelation? So that you can be exalted.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can live above the fray.
Yes.
But you need a revelation first.
Absolutely.
Can you see how important a revelation is?
Very important.
Can you see how loving God is?
He is.
How you can trust him.
Yes.
Guys, you don't have to work out everything.
Mm-mm. You don't need to know everything.
You don't need to know everything. Here's what you do need to know, that you can trust your father.
Mm. And isn't that the same in families when you're kids?
Yeah.
You don't understand everything that your parents are doing, but you know that you can just trust them. They'll put food on the table, clothes on your back.
That's right.
They go to work to earn a living, blah, blah, blah.
You don't have to go to your parents and say, Dad, Mom, I'm going to be hungry tonight. Please provide a meal.
Yes.
That is the dumbest thing. And yet, watch this. We don't do it to our fallen parents.
Yes.
But we do it to God, who's perfect.
Exactly.
How stupid.
Mm. It's
It really is stupid.
It's not right.
We need to watch this.
But we don't think like that, though.
No, we don't think like that.
Because we don't think of him as our father, that everything originated from him first.
Whew, Jesus. Man, you are Lord. I love you, Lord. We need to open up our believer to him a lot wider.
Yes.
We need to trust him. We need to give him some more credit where credit's due.
Absolutely.
You don't have to worry. Will he? You know, there's some things that would ring through my, when I was a bit younger in the spirit, there's some things that would cross my mind. The devil would come try and tempt me and get me to worry and stress about things. And the Lord would just say to me, if that was a real concern, don't you think you could trust me enough to bring that up?
True.
Absolutely. Just go and roll over and go to sleep.
That's true.
If something bad had to happen in the night, don't you think
I would warn you ahead of time?
I would wake you up. Don't you think there's angels on the property? Don't you think I've got this covered? Why don't we think like that? I tell you what, it's because we're so far away from him.
Exactly.
We need to draw near.
How many times has he given us dreams well in advance
to
prepare us for things that are coming? Yes, there are many occasions we've missed it because we get the prayer, we get the dream, and then we don't go before the Lord about it. But he's so loving.
Yeah.
He is talking to us every second of every day. We're just not always listening. We're not in the word enough to have our ears opened wide enough to hear his voice clear enough. But he's always talking. He's always warning us. He's always directing us.
Yes, he is.
Like a loving parent is always doing.
That's right. Now, once I got a revelation of the wisdom of God, you know what it did for me? It opened up my eyes. I knew now what wisdom was. I knew what its potential was. I knew what you could expect from it, and I knew how to get it.
Yes.
Versus before that, I just kept listening and listening, and I didn't know what it was, and so forth.
And isn't it amazing that you now knew there is a better way to do
things? There's a better
way.
Yes.
But
now watch this. Here's my point. Relationship with God.
Mm.
God knew how to get that to me.
True.
He knew the path I had to take in order to reap the benefit of a revelation. I didn't know what a revelation was.
Yes.
I didn't know that just in a few days' time a revelation was coming. I didn't know the benefits of a revelation, but he did.
Yes.
And guys, you can trust your life with the Lord.
Mm.
He knows, not just with revelation. You can trust him in every other area. He's got your back.
Yeah.
We're talking about the benefits of a relationship. He's there.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the benefits, is a life with no anxiety or fear, because you know you've got a loving father. He's got your back. So can you imagine a life like that?
Oh, yes.
Well, you don't have to be fearful or stressed about anything, because no matter what comes up against you, you know who your dad is.
Yeah. What I want to say is, guys, this relationship is after that bond. You can trust him. You can trust him. He's got your back. He's got it covered. He knows how to lead you from point A to point B. He knows how to get your prayer answered.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about that at all. He knows how to get this idea to you. Yes. He knows how to fix your marriage. He knows how to prosper your business.
Yes.
And you know what? Again, I'm going to say, and I'm sharing this, the word gnosko. I've learned this by experience. God is far more involved in our lives than what we think he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, how he worked Megan and myself to come into Jason and Renee's life.
Yes.
I didn't even know about them.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that they were living in the city. But that's an example.
Mm.
How he got us into Denver and Angela's life.
Yes.
And the list goes on, into Chantel's life. Look how God is moving Chantel from his... He knows what he's doing.
Mm.
He's got this covered.
Yeah. Even how he got the church building to us.
How he got the church building.
That was so...
He's far unlikely. More involved in our lives than what we think.
Mm.
Guys, we need to really relax and just chill.
Mm. Stop relying on man so much. Stop running to man.
Stop fretting.
Yes. Don't turn to man and stress about things. If you are in a position where you don't know what to do or where to go, you've got a father who loves you more than life itself, because he gave his life up for you.
That's right.
So if you could get a revelation of the awesomeness of God and the fact that he loves you with an everlasting love, my goodness, you will never be fearful of anything ever again.
And there's a scripture that says, count your blessings. Look at everything that the Lord has done for you,
mm-hmm.
how he's got this ministry involved, how you are live streaming, how he's taking you to the next level.
Yes.
I'm telling you guys, when you put the Lord first and you put the Lord's house first, you start realizing how involved he is in your life.
Mm.
And you just learn to stress less.
Yes. And imagine how much more he wants to be
he's
involved.
He's far more involved. He's far more involved. He's got your whole life mapped out
for you.
You've got nothing to worry about.
Yes. Psalms 139.
So you know what I'm encouraging you to do, if you haven't done it already? Work on your relationship with him.
Mm.
Spend time talking to him.
Yeah.
He loves to hear your voice. He thinks you are the greatest deal ever. If he didn't, he wouldn't have given up his son for you.
Exactly.
He wants to spend eternity with you. That's how important you are to him. Don't think that your conversation with him is frivolous. It's not. It's gold to him. And when you do that and you actually work on your relationship with him and you spend time in his word and you actually get to know him, you will reap the rewards of a relationship of intimacy with God the way I did all those years back.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just flourish and you'll go to another level. And I've seen it in our partners, and we want all of our partners to experience it. And this is the theme for this year, because it's the very heart of God. You, the reason why he's still around, why he's still sticking around, you. And he can't wait for this age to come to an end where you get to be with him face to face.
Can I just add something quickly? Sorry, I know it's getting late, but I was just thinking, you know, the Lord saved Noah because he was righteous in God's eyes.
Yeah.
Jesus has made us righteous in God's eyes. If we weren't, he would have wiped us out a long time ago.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're going to end this meeting. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Let's end with a word of prayer. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for the gift of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You wanted a relationship with us. Though we were in the depth of sin, you sent your Son just so that we do not perish, but you wanted us to have everlasting life. You are righteous, you are merciful, you are faithful, and you are loving. The Hebrew word I love, in the English we use the word loving kindness, but the Hebrew word is chesed, covenant love, a promise of love that you refuse to go back on. Thank you for choosing us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit. Yes. Thank you for being far more involved in our lives than what we think you are. And Father, I'm asking you to bring this to light more and more so that people can be aware of your presence and be aware of how involved you really are. It changes us. Now we thank you for this blessed message. We thank you that this word will not return void, but it will prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. We love you. But as usual, we know 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, you loved us first.
Thank you, Lord.
If it's a race, you're always going to beat us. You'll always love us first, but we don't complain about that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And as we always say, remember, faith comes by hearing.
So keep on hearing.
Hey everyone, if you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.